What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from Laura in Michigan. Aloha, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's
Hi,
on
Mike.
Your mind?
Hi. I'll tell you what's on my mind. The fellow that called in said that Hollywood is run by Chinese. He needs to go to DavidDuke.com. David Duke only uses articles from Jewish publications. And one of the articles is, Hollywood, oh, so Jewish. So you need to research that a little bit more. I don't think your friend was putting you on the right track.
Well, I did work in Hollywood, and I do know that, yes, in point of fact, that Jewish people are disproportionately represented in top management positions.
And the book, Neil Gabler's book, An Empire of Their Own, is a good reference book. That's a good one to read. Neil Gabler. Also, I want to talk to Layla and tell her, my grandmother was French-Canadian, and we had Indians had married, Ojibwe's had married into our family. Well, when I had my DNA done, I had only European DNA. And upon further research, I realized a lot of the East Coast Indians actually came over from Europe during the Ice Age. I didn't have any Native American. All my DNA showed was European. A lot of the Ojibwe Indians, Chippewa, Algonquin, were actually European Indians. It's very fascinating. You might want to look into it.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of fakery out there. I mean, Elizabeth Warren was out there. You know, they finally admitted that, no, she isn't actually Native American here. Do you remember Iron Eyes Cody?
No.
Okay, was a very famous actor, always played Native American roles. He did this wonderful commercial for environmentalism, The Crying Indian. He was not Native American.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he was actually Italian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So all along I thought I had, you know, Native American. There was no Native American in my DNA at all. It's all European.
Yep. Well, I'm not going to get one of those DNA tests. For one thing, they can be very inaccurate. Two, they then own your DNA. And there was an article that we ran on whatreallyhappened.com today where apparently getting one of those tests can affect your ability to get life insurance. Because if something turns up in your DNA that shows you at high risk, you know,
well,
it gets shared with the insurance companies.
Health risks. Just strip your DNA and your See, I wouldn't go for the health ones. You're right. And I did all this before all this came out.
Once they've got your DNA, they can check for anything that they want.
Yeah.
Anyway, Laura, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go and get on back to some of the news here. Now, Judicial Watch has come on out raising some questions about the handling of Imran Awan. And why there has been really nothing done about the grave national security implications resulting from this guy who ran the House Democrats Information Technology. Last year, he was arrested on bank fraud charges in Dulles International Airport while trying to flee to Pakistan. And even after getting fired by some members of Congress for stealing computers and data systems, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who at that time was the Democratic National Committee chair, kept him and let him have access to her emails and files, as well as the password to the electronic device she used for DNC business. And so Judicial Watch is saying they're not seeing any kind of an investigation going on here. What they're seeing is there's some kind of a cover-up. So my question is going to be, was Imran Awan, in fact, committing espionage against the Congress, and was it linked to the potential espionage being committed by Hillary Clinton with her private email server? Because for somebody to be protecting Imran Awan and covering up for him, he's got some juice somewhere. The guy should be in jail for what he did. You know, they're going to nail him on the bank fraud, but nobody's investigating what happened with all those computers and what was he doing on those congressional computer networks. And it's known he did hack into a lot of computers that he didn't have permission to be there. All righty. Now, a story. Actually, there were three articles in The Hill this last week. And journalist John Solomon revealed previously undisclosed text and email discussions between former Associate Deputy Attorney General Bruce Orr and former MI6 agent and Spygate dossier author Christopher Steele. And Solomon's reporting also uncovered notes Orr took summarizing discussions he had with Steele's boss at Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson. And what has come on out of that is that it appears that basically Bruce Orr based his entire request for an FBI investigation, codenamed Crossfire Hurricane, solely on that dossier, which we now know was completely nonsense. Complete junk. Okay, we're going to take a break to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. As we reported yesterday, Peter Strzok has been fired from the FBI. He's probably still working for the CIA. And a lot of people are saying, why did it take this long? And was there actually more than just the text messages? Now, Peter Strzok has been a huge embarrassment to the FBI. His text messages with his former lover, Lisa Page, made it very clear they were not being objective and unbiased, which is sort of required or supposedly required for an FBI agent during an investigation. But now they're wondering, was there something else going on here? And former FBI special agents, some who worked with the Office of Professional Responsibility for years, said they agree with the decision to fire Peter Strzok, and they said the system is broken and that Deputy Director David Bodwich had no other choice but to step in and fire Strzok. And they say that political leanings, friendships, dual systems of justice inside the Office of Professional Responsibility have plagued how cases regarding FBI agents are adjudicated and handled. Short version, the FBI is just as corrupt as any other part of the government here. Another article coming on out from Real Clear Investigations points out that the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting between high-ranking members of the Republican presidential campaign staff and a Russian lawyer with Kremlin ties, basically, that's the entire foundation of claims that Donald Trump colluded with Russia. Now, the lawyer, supposedly, the meeting was all about getting around the Magnitsky Act. But the Democrats are out there still screaming collusion, collusion, collusion. But there's a growing body of evidence indicating the meeting may have been a setup to basically get Trump's people into a compromising situation where they could say, Russians here, Trump's people here, collusion, it's proven, get rid of him. Now, we know that there was collusion with Russia, but it was coming from the Hillary Clinton camp because Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee paid through a law firm, they paid Fusion GPS to pay Christopher Steele, who in turn paid Russian assets, supposedly, to come up with this dossier, which turned out to be nonsense. That's clearly collusion. Now, there's actually nothing illegal about what they did. Collusion is not actually a crime under U.S. law. It just sounds bad. But the real collusion was between the Hillary camp and the Russians here. As you know, Judicial Watch finally pried loose documents confirming that the IRS targeting scandal under the Obama administration went all the way up to Lois Lerner, and it may have gone higher than that, but they got Lois Lerner basically documentation saying that, yes, this was all coming down from her. Apparently, a judge has signed off on the settlement between the IRS and hundreds of Tea Party groups. closing out the last major legal battle over what all sides now agree was unwarranted and illegal targeting for political purpose. The IRS has agreed to pay $3.5 million to groups that were wronged by the intrusive inspections, audits, delays of the 501c3, and insists they've made changes so that political targeting can't occur in the future. Well, that's what they said after they were caught doing that under the Nixon administration. Now, there's still a few arguments going on over in the courts, including whether former IRS senior executive Lois Lerner will be allowed to forever shield her deposition explaining her behavior from public view, and whether the IRS should pay the attorney fees. But this week's decision closes out the 5 years over the targeting itself. And $3.5 million is nice for those people who were wronged. But I'd like to see some people get fired. I'd like to see some people go to jail over this. Now, right now, we're having what's called the annual hacker conference. It's called DEF CON. And one of the highlights, or lowlights, if you will, Emmett Brewer, an 11-year-old boy from Austin, Texas, was able to change the result on a mock Florida election website, and it took him only 10 minutes to do it. Now, the website is a mere replica of the Florida Secretary of State website, but the hack points to larger vulnerabilities in the election infrastructure in the U.S. And then, of course, this article goes on to make the obligatory reference to Russia's meddling in the 2016 elections. The meddling actually came from much closer to home. But these days, it's mandatory for the corporate media. Whatever happens, tie Russia to it. Okay. According to this article, actually, it's a YouTube video, voting machines used in 18 states can be hacked in under 2 minutes. Why, oh, why is Trump not getting on this issue? It may cost him the Congress, at least the House, this November, and it's definitely going to cost him re-election in 2020. And he doesn't seem to be all that concerned about it. All right, let's take a phone call from Mateus in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Remember the story you told a long time ago? I think it was about the formation of one of the first banks of America or something similar to that. And the big establishment was promoting it. And that caused the people to go against it. But it was all a big trick because really it was bad for the people and the establishment wanted it. What was that all again? Could you just briefly remind me?
I think you're referring to the creation of the Federal Reserve.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right. There was some reverse campaigning, some disingenuous campaigning by the establishment. So I just wanted to use that as like an example of what may be happening with Alex Jones, where we have this banned in Boston effect, which any really intelligent analyst knows will ultimately bring up his popularity. And if they were to remove the ban at some point in the future and let him have all his channels back, he would have a larger audience. And it does seem like Alex Jones is in the process of changing course more dramatically right now, because he's taking a position that he's blaming the Saudis for 9/11. He's reversing course on Boston bombing, Sandy Hook, Batman shooting, and he's promoting Iran war and North Korea war when those were hot topics. So it's almost like instead of him being revealed as a total sellout, they're banning him so that the people rally around him while he transitions. So what do you think of that?
It's certainly possible. And in point of fact, people are grabbing, the InfoWars app, and the readership of the website is up. The problem with that theory is that other websites are being taken down as well. And deplatformed. It's not focused just on Alex Jones. It's just that Alex Jones already has the existing user base where he can make a big stink about it, and it will get on out there. There's a lot of other platforms that are being deplatformed, a lot of other websites, rather, where they're having trouble getting the message out. So I think really it's a case where the corporate media and the powers that think they are have come to realize they're losing control of the American people, and they're desperate to get it back. And so, as always happens when a nation descends into tyranny, they have to impose Stalin-like censorship on anything that is not the official news. And I think that's really what's going on now.
Okay. If I was really going to get paranoid in conspiracy theory, then you could just say that to make this whole, let's say my theory is true, to make it really convincing, they banned some other guys at the same time so this theory would look bad. But okay, that's getting carried away probably. Just the last thing, yes, regarding those dreadnought, regarding the dreadnought class submarines with the faulty fizzle tubes that you talked about, did they get that name after, because now our enemies dread them not?
Yeah, that's, well, basically it translates to afraid of nothing. And it's a classic British name. They've had many ships that were, they even had a class of battleship called the Dreadnought. And that's basically what it means. We dread nothing.
Yeah, but now it's the enemies that dread them not because their launch tubes don't work.
Well, okay, hopefully they're going to get those launch tubes fixed.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Michael. Have a great day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Okay, now, let's talk about the economic news for a while. Billionaire Peter Schiff is basically looking at the numbers, and he's saying the government is lying about inflation to create the illusion of an amazing economy to keep investors and creditors happy. And this was something that we mentioned before, where we have almost 100 million Americans out of work, and yet the government keeps claiming that they're making record tax collections. And the two don't line up. And, of course, the government is also saying we only have 3.5% unemployment. And as Paul Craig Roberts pointed out, if unemployment was that low, we would see wages and salaries being shoved upward. We're not seeing that. So the economy may actually be in worse shape than anybody really knows. And certainly the U.S. government is not going to admit it. They're going to keep on saying, oh, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Don't worry. You know, ignore that iceberg that just crashed into the bow of the ship. Everything's fine. You know, go back to your dinners and everything here. So another article, this out of Investment Watch blog, the synchronized growth mirage is fading. And Turkey is not the only country whose currency is melting away. Basically, at this stage, all around the world, all of the currencies that are based on promises are in serious, serious trouble. Only those few currencies that still have a commodity base are holding their value. And this is the reason why both Russia and China started buying gold like crazy, because they want to start backing their currency in gold, because they know what's coming for the fiat currencies here. All right, let's take a phone call from Mark in New York. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, you doing? Hey, Mike, I just heard that guy, I think it's Matias or Mateus from Canada.
Mateus, yep.
What he said with Alex Jones. I've heard that, you know, that he's controlled opposition and this and that. I don't believe, I think what the problem Jones is making or has made is he's tied himself too much to Trump. He's invested just about everything, his whole reputation, everything in Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has shown he's not worth it. He's either a fake, total fake, Trump, or he's too stupid to know what he's doing, at least when it comes to how to run a country and how to deal with enemies. He thinks he's running a business or something like that. He's building some kind of resort in I don't know where, and thinks anybody who works for him is going to be loyal to him. He doesn't understand what's going on. Then he puts people like Bolton and Pompeo and others, and he puts somebody like the guy who's this Mnuchin there as Treasury Secretary. He doesn't know what he's doing, and it's coming close. And now Jones is finding out what's really going on when Trump is even backing him up with this, with the way the high tech is trying
to attack him. Mark, yeah. I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We got to take a break for commercials, and I'll come right back to you after these few words.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina. We're talking about Alex Jones. And, you know, I have to be very honest, following Alex and my parting of the ways, I don't pay a lot of attention to him. And there are areas in which we do not agree with each other. But I think you're right. I think Alex Jones did invest heavily in Donald Trump in 2016. As did I. And then when Trump started to not live up to many of his campaign promises, I was very forthcoming in saying, you know, I'm disappointed. I'm still glad I supported him because I didn't want Hillary in the Oval Office. And I think Alex Jones was basically concerned about looking like he'd been wrong to his listenership. And basically stayed supporting Trump, and Trump is great. In a way, he's sort of hoisted with his own petard, I think.
That's kind of true, because, look, I invested in Trump, too. I mean, I'm not a talk show host, but I went on all social media. I kept on sharing things about Donald Trump, saying how I support him, now this and that. But I always had my doubts. I was I told you before, one of the jobs I've held was a correctional officer in Texas. And back in the 1970s and 80s and before that, they had what they called building tenders, there where inmates actually ran a system, and you had a few correctional officers, wardens actually. But the reason I'm telling you that is I used to talk to some of these old-time inmates who were building tenders and to old-time officers who knew the building tenders, and they said how much better they ran the place because they knew what the other inmates were doing. They knew where they were hiding. They knew where the gangbangers were. They knew how to stop the gangs from forming and all that. The reason I could compare, that's what I thought with Trump. He had kind of a sleazy background there, in New York City. You don't become a billionaire in New York City by being honest, okay, by being a choir boy. And I knew that. I knew he had sleazy connections and all that and knew where, but I also knew he knows where. And I thought maybe he was sorry for some of the stuff he did and really wanted to make amends and do something good for the country and by becoming president and go after the very crooks that he probably dealt with. That's political crooks, politicians, and business people like Wall Street and all that. That's what I thought, and that's what I thought would happen. But unfortunately, it hasn't. He's let them co-opt him. I don't know whether he's afraid of them. I don't know whether they physically threatened him or his family. I don't know whether he's subject to blackmail. It could be a combination of all. He's just not doing the job we wanted him to do. It's just not happening.
No, he isn't.
All right. Huh? He did.
I said no. He isn't.
He got us out of TPP. I was glad about that, and he got us out of that stupid climate accord, which I was glad about. But when it comes to foreign policy, like look with Putin. All right, did the right thing. He met with Putin. They seemed to get along well, and everything else. Then he comes back, and he lets the deep state. I guess they threatened him. I guess they pretty much told him, "You better get in line, or else." And next thing you know, we got sanctions on Russia, and we got sanctions now on Turkey. And we got sanctions in Iran. This is going to backfire. This economy is on razor's edge right now. All these things, including the tariffs. I believe in tariffs when you're dealing with, third world countries or corporations that go to third world countries so they can pay, very, very cheap labor charges and bring their product back to the United States and make a huge profit and cost Americans jobs. Okay? But this is not, when you're dealing with Germany, dealing with Japan, when you're dealing with Europe, you're dealing with first world countries who build factories and stuff in this country as well as we build in theirs. Okay, you have Japanese build Toyota and other, even the South Koreans. I got a Hyundai myself. That's what I drive, a Hyundai Elantra, and they build some great cars, and they build a lot of them in the United States. So, I mean, and the Germans, of course, build it. So that's not what you want to put tariffs on. And then this nonsense about NATO, about they're not paying enough for NATO. I expected him to get us out of NATO. There's no need for NATO. It's a dinosaur. All it does is cause trouble and is a money-making thing for the military-industrial complex. And it threatens to get us into a thermonuclear war, and where that would lead. So, I mean, that's all it does. He should have gotten us out of there. He should have gotten us out of the Middle East. He should have gotten us out of all these places. Instead, now we got troops in Syria where we didn't even have them under Obama. It's very frustrating. The bombing of when a retard can figure out that Assad did not gas his own people twice in 2 years in a row. A retard can figure that out. I mean, somebody, with an IQ of about 40, all right? So, but he didn't, or at least he's not listening to the right people. He listens again to the deep state. That's the only time, by the way, all the mainstream or the corporate media starts cheering him when he bombs somebody. And nobody seems to care about the people he's bombing. Nobody seems to care about Yemen now, what's going on in Yemen. Nobody seems to care about that school bus that was blown up and killed 50-something kids. Nobody gives a about that. Lee, I do, and I mean the media that I follow, and you do. But as far as the corporate media, no, they couldn't care less. All these people want is war, 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 and make a lot of money. That's all. The heck with the people.
That's it. Mark, I have to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, welcome back to our show here. And let's see where we are. We're talking about the economic news. Turkey has announced they're going to start boycotting iPhones and other U.S. electronic products. So, yes, we're stuck in yet another economic war. And apparently, Erdogan has announced a boycott of American electronic products in response to Washington's economic pressure against Ankara after the detention of a U.S. pastor in Turkey. Now, I don't know why this pastor was detained. Maybe he was diddling the little kitties. There's a huge scandal about that going on over in Pennsylvania right now. Meanwhile, over in Italy, the new Italian government is planning on increasing public spending and public debt. It's promising to reduce taxes, introduce basic security, and reform pensions. And Northern League's leader Matteo Salvini surged in the polls, and the party is now the strongest in Italy. So, in short, it's a financial disaster waiting to happen. Their banks are still in trouble. You can't go on increasing spending and increasing borrowing. There's a finite lifespan for that. And it all goes back to those private central banks, which are designed to entrap nations and their people in permanent debt slavery. That's why the Rothschild family is as rich as they are. Over in Russia, Foreign Ministry Minister Sergei Lavrov is saying that the role of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency may be diminished as more countries switch to their national currencies in trade. Well, that's already been happening for quite some time. But Lavrov is pointing to the fact that the dollar is now perceived as very weak because it has no commodity base on which to base its value. The only thing that backs the U.S. dollar is the government's promise to tax you or future generations of you to make good on all those treasury bonds. But there's a treasury bond bubble. There aren't enough Americans. Even if there was full employment, even including all the illegal immigrants, if everybody was fully employed, there aren't enough Americans to make good on all those treasury bonds. All right, let's take a phone call here from Daniel in British Columbia. Aloha, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I wanted to talk about this little row right now that Canada and Saudi Arabia are having. It just seems ridiculous. It's Chrystia Freeland. She's our foreign affairs minister. And she goes and makes a Twitter comment about some activists in Saudi Arabia. And it's just ridiculous because, I mean, all the things that Saudi Arabia has done in Yemen, basically genociding the entire country, The Canadian government says nothing about, you know, the UN aid workers being blocked from giving cholera medication, which could have easily prevented all the cholera. All the stuff that's happening in Gaza with Israel, you know, shooting innocent children behind a fence. And she, you know, they're very selective in their outrage. And it just seems... utterly ridiculous.
Well, it is utterly ridiculous, you know, especially, I mean, here in the U.S., even the corporate media had to pay attention to the bombing of that school bus. But as I said earlier in the show, what appears to be happening is that Saudi Arabia is going to make an example of Canada to send a message to the rest of the world that Saudi Arabia is willing to do business with other countries, but there is a line that may not be crossed, and that is commenting about Saudi Arabia's human rights records, or for that matter, anything regarding its internal politics. And Canada just got chosen to be the sacrificial lamb to sell that message.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Another comment I had was regarding Alex Jones and Trump. If any of your listeners have ever seen the interview, it's about 20 minutes long, of Alex Jones interviewing Trump a few years back. And they started talking about the dancing Muslims in New Jersey on 9/11. And I'm sorry, but if Alex Jones doesn't know that there are Israelis that were dancing and were arrested after 9/11, then he's just not worth his salt. And another comment I had, just a suggestion.
I want to step in here a little bit. Okay. Yes, it was dancing Israelis. The media tried to claim that Muslims were dancing and cheering, after 9/11. If you go out on YouTube and do a search, there's a very old video of Alex Jones, in his early days, just saying that he's a supporter of Israel and he always will be. And it was immediately after that video came out that financial support for his expanding operation started to pour on in. And, of course, Israel is the issue over which Alex Jones and I came to a parting of the ways. But what's going on now is not about Alex Jones. It's about freedom of speech. And freedom of speech has to be universal and it has to be absolute, or it's just permitted speech. And I don't agree with a lot of things Alex Jones says. I have the freedom to say, I don't agree with that. And Alex Jones, in turn, has the freedom to say, I don't agree with a lot of stuff that Michael Rivero says. That's what freedom of speech is supposed to be. But the attack on Alex Jones's websites and all these other websites that are out there, this is an issue of freedom of speech. It's not about Alex Jones personally. He's just, because he's so well known, he's sort of the icon of the independent media, he's getting a lot of the attention. But a lot of websites are under attack right now. A lot of people are being deplatformed. They went after Ron Paul's institution's managing director. Twitter canceled his account. And right now, basically, this is a war on anything or anybody that doesn't agree with the approved official version of the news. And so whether or not you like Alex Jones or not is irrelevant to the point. The point is that we have to fight for our freedom of speech.
Yeah, I actually agree with that 100%. In Canada here, we do not have freedom of speech. There was a pastor who was arrested, or he had a Canada-wide warrant issued for his arrest for handing out flyers at a gay pride parade saying that, you know, the gay lifestyle contributes to higher rates of STDs and HIV. And that kind of thing you never would see in the United States. So you need to fight for that First Amendment and that Second Amendment. And, you know, as ridiculous as Alex Jones may be at sometimes, he does need protection.
Yes.
One other comment, just a suggestion, perhaps Leela from Ontario could be one of your third-hour guests, just because I can't. I just hang on her every word. I think she's amazing. And I'll leave it at that.
All
thanks.
Right. Yeah, we'll set that up. We'll set that up, talking about the Middle East. I mean, she's obviously an expert on Middle Eastern history and politics, and I'm sure she'd be happy to come on the show for an entire hour.
That'd be awesome. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. Getting on back to the economic news, and we're talking about the latest round of sanctions thrown on Russia. And as I mentioned the other day, you had this strange duality where Trump sent Rand Paul to Russia to hand deliver a letter to Putin saying they wanted to basically back off from the hostility and the tension, work toward more normal relations. And then immediately the State Department hits Russia with more sanctions, supposedly because of the Sergei Skripal poisoning, for which there is zero evidence Russia had anything to do with that. And the danger in this kind of duality is it's sending a message to the rest of the world that Trump may not really be in charge of his own administration. And a lot of foreign governments are probably wondering just who is calling the shots over there. Because it means they don't really know who they're dealing with. And that's a problem. Now, this article that came out of Zero Hedge is saying that these U.S. sanctions are pushing Russia closer and closer to war. And I'm sure the military-industrial complex would love a war. It's more money. But again, if you look at what war does to ordinary people, to the people forced to fight in the war, to the cities they live in. And I think it's time to put back up that video that Claire made. Well, Claire wrote the music. I did the video in Times of War. I think it's time to put that one back up again. Because we really need to understand this is getting very, very real. And I don't think the United States, even with its ability to print up all of the instant money that it can, I don't think the United States can defeat a military peer. They're really good at whooping on disarmed smaller countries who were dumb enough to basically trade away their weapons of deterrence in exchange for a promise of safety and security, which was never kept. But against Russia and China, I don't think the U.S. can win that one. And that means they would resort to the nuclear weapons here. Okay, over at Amazon, they are now banned from promising that the subscription to Prime will get customers next day delivery on all items. Apparently, it's not actually happening, and they're accused of misleading online buyers. And apparently, they're not delivering on that promise for one day deliveries. So this is over in Great Britain where it is. Believe it or not, we have pirates in the Caribbean yet again. And vessels sailing in the vicinity of Trinidad and Tobago are now under threat of being victims of piracy for the first time since the 1700s. And according to a report from the Washington Post, because of Venezuela's economic collapse, criminals desperate to earn a living have basically gone back to the centuries-old crime of piracy, and they're attacking yachts and fishing vessels along the coast of South America. Now, apparently, there was an Italian ship attacked by pirates, and when Brazil basically went to rescue it, they discovered the ship was actually smuggling 1.3 metric tons of cocaine. So they don't know if the pirate attack was related to the drugs or not. So you get piracy and smuggling all in the same arrest here. Getting into the issues of refugees and immigration, the United Nations has given an unconditional green light for shifting the rescued to Europe. Now, what they mean by the rescued is very simple. You will see people from the Middle East and Africa who will sail out into the Mediterranean and go, help, 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 I'm in trouble. And these boats being operated by these non-governmental organizations, which in many cases are funded by George Soros, they'll pick these people up off the coasts of Africa and the Middle East, and they'll take them the rest of the way to Europe. And the United Nations is now saying this is okay. Not everybody agrees. And one of the areas where things are getting very, very tense is that these non-governmental organizations are refusing to respect the laws of the nations into whose ports they're sailing. They're acting like they're above the law. And apparently two of these boats, the Sea Watch and the CI, have just ignored the rules that are binding them in the Mediterranean into areas which are respective, Italian, Maltese, and Libyan, where the maritime authorities are responsible. And the NGOs have no business operating there. Now, at this point, if I were one of those countries and there was a ship coming on in that was refusing to abide by maritime law, I'd send the warships out there. Now, another migrant rescue vessel, the Aquarius, has been stripped of its Gibraltar registration. And the notice of removal was issued by the Gibraltar Maritime Administration because the ship was registered as a survey vessel but was being used to bring immigrants to Europe. And the registration will be officially revoked on the 20th of this month, and the registration will revert to Germany because the underlying owner is German. And Italy is demanding Britain take in the 141 migrants on board the ship because of its Gibraltar flag registration. So things are getting tense over there in Europe, as well as they should. Now, remember up in Sweden, Sweden has just, you know, welcomed all the refugees coming on in. They've turned into the rape capital of the world, no-go zones, all kinds of things. And apparently there was this rampage in multiple cities where migrants just firebombed hundreds of vehicles in Swedish cities overnight, which prompted the Swedish prime minister to say, what the heck are you doing? So, again, it goes back to that wonderful quote by that British member of the European Parliament. If you import the third world, you will have third world problems. All right, let's take some phone calls. Mitchell in Memphis. Aloha, Mitchell. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was just going to touch on the Alex Jones thing real quick. I think that there's a component to this that's not being discussed. I mean, I agree with a lot of the people. I don't like the government intervening and tinkering and corporations and so on and so forth. You know me. I would like to dissolve the government. But as far as Alex Jones goes, is there a defamatory aspect to this or not? You know, a lot of people are using the quote. I've tracked it down. I think it's Evelyn Beatrice Hall in 1906, and that's the quote that a lot of people are using. I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to your death your right to say
yes.
it.
Yes.
okay, and that sounds good, and we can go along with that. But what about, say, for instance, big voice bellowing Alex Jones is in a crowded movie theater, and he starts yelling fire, and there is no fire. Now, would you be willing to defend Alex's speech in that circumstance?
Well, you're talking about a hypothetical because Alex Jones hasn't actually done that. It seems like you're setting up a straw man argument. Anyway, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. We'll come right back to you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mitchell in Memphis, and we're talking about freedom of speech. And opponents of unrestricted speech have used this argument before. Does freedom of speech allow you to shout fire in a crowded movie theater if there is no fire? Technically, yes. But then, of course, there would be lawsuits that would follow, you know, for causing a panic. And there are laws that basically punish speech that is free but is in fact inaccurate, libel, slander, defamation. So that's basically my view on that.
Okay, Mike, well, I think part of this came about, I was looking at some of this stuff last night, and I think some of this is regarding Alex Jones, some of Alex Jones's claims with Sandy Hook, and some of the parents are saying they're being threatened, and one claims that they had to move seven times. I don't know. I didn't go deeply into Sandy Hook. I will say this, that there's speech and there's a negative comment. I mean, there's something bad happening from Alex Jones' speech if this is all true. I am kind of curious. I mean, Alex Jones has a golden opportunity to get it straight about what happened with Sandy Hook. I mean,
well, that may be one of the reasons why. That may be one of the reasons they're focusing on him, because, of course, there is a lawsuit underway right now where some of these Sandy Hook parents have sued not only Alex Jones but Wolfgang Halbig for basically saying they were lying about Sandy Hook. And it's a jury trial, and Halbig, makes a very convincing presentation that something is wrong with the official story about Sandy Hook, and maybe they went after Alex Jones to shut him down, because if the jury comes on back and says that Alex and Wolfgang are not guilty of defamation, then Alex is going to get on out there and say, see, there is a reason to doubt the official story, and there is. I took a good look at Sandy Hook. I've had Wolfgang on the show. The official story simply doesn't line up. For one thing, it's come on out through multiple sources. The school wasn't even an active working school at the time this supposedly happened. Internet records show that there was no internet traffic in or out of the building. Just looking at the photos of the building, as Wolfgang himself pointed out, it was in a deplorable shape that would not allow to have students on it. Parts missing on the safety rails, mold all over the interior. It looked like it was being used for storage. If the case against Alex Jones and Wolfgang Halbig is not going well, then definitely they would want to shut Alex Jones down to try and minimize the damage coming on out if he's found not guilty.
Well, let me ask you this, because that was just one example of possibly Alex Jones running his mouth and saying defamatory things. But there's another the kid on there, Owen Schroyer on InfoWars, and I was just looking last night. He uses terms like in lines of the order of they must be buried. We must go on attack. It's time to take the attack stance. Left, let's bury the left. They need to lock up. We have to end the left and must stop.
Is that
not incendiary speech?
The left is saying
would you
exactly
have, would you
same.
Want him on your platform?
Can I finish this? Okay.
Sure.
The left is saying equally inflammatory things about conservatives. You should have seen some of the banners out there being carried by Antifa over the weekend. Anyway, I got to let you go. We got to do a
statement,
and we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.